But they may have had this question in their exam, and this has come in from Crystal Falcon in Second Life. She's the one who did the experiment and got it spot on. Well done, Crystal. She asked if it would apply to dry ice in the same way. Dave?
Basically, yes. Dry ice is when it doesn't actually melt, it sublimes straight to a gas, to a carbon dioxide gas, and that takes energy. So the more energy you can get into the lump of dry ice, the quicker it will sublime away to nothing, and something metal will conduct heat in much quicker. And it's something I've done in the past, because if you get a metal spoon and squash a piece of dry ice, then it sublimes much quicker and you get lots of gas given out, and it makes a nice squeaking noise.
Good stuff, good stuff.